Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. How's it going? I'm Andrew Cole from the Salt Lake band Urban Empire. I play the guitar and vocals. And Adam Linkowski, guitar, and the other singer, Zach Hardy, he's the bass player, and Skip Hardy, his brother, who is playing the drums. Well, this summer actually is going to be really fun. We got the Kimball Arts Festival, and then we will also be playing Reggae Rise Up Festival on August 25th weekend. This year, though, for Reggae Rise Up, it's going to be pretty cool. We're not going to be playing in the middle of the day where everyone's super hot. They're going to have all the local bands play after the big bands, so late night. So that'll be interesting to see. I think it might have a pretty good response. Music is a lot of things, and when it comes down to it, in this day and age, it's recording or playing live. I love recording because recording, you get to create and craft to 100% perfection. I know that Zach loves recording. I mean, he's the one that's spearheading this next upcoming album. He's the youngest in the band. He was coming to our shows in 2008 when he was still not able to come to shows, like over 21 shows. And he was like, man, I wish I could be up there on stage with them. And, you know, lo and behold, he then became our new bass player. He's probably one of the more gung-ho in the band as far as recording and, you know, just playing music and trying to get the ball rolling with things. But having said that, getting the ball rolling, Adam, he also loves getting the ball rolling. I'll tell you, he helps with a lot of the marketing, financing, finding the big festival shows. So he's kind of like the parent of the band. And we're grateful for him. We both sing and play at the same time. And harmony vocals, harmony guitar, that's just kind of how we've been doing it since the beginning, really. We kind of established that with the bands that we loved listening to, like 311, you know, that beautiful disaster song in the beginning where they come up with the awesome intro and then into the lead harmony vocal section and then they start playing the music. I think that's how we probably connected, Adam and I, and the band at that time was just lead vocals, lead harmonies, let's go from there. I like playing live because I've always liked seeing a live reaction to people and to see like people start dancing because of what you're singing relates to them or it just gets them going. And for recording, it's more just sort of like personal satisfaction. And I like seeing, you know, a reaction more so. And sometimes you play a show where it's just like you're out of energy and you're just, your back hurts and stuff. And you're like, oh man, this is so tough. But at the same time, you kind of think, well, could be worse. Could have a broken leg or working right now, something else. So I always just kind of think that I'm very blessed to do what I do and to be able to create stuff and to be able to show our creation as a band. So when I was a kid, the ripe age of 12, I would say, I was listening to Korn, Limp Bizkit, Tool. In fact, that's the first time I went crowd surfing. Rob Zombie, that was my first show ever, too. So yeah, the whole works. I loved rock, metal. Somehow, all that transitioned when I slowly was going into high school. I moved from Utah to California at 16. So when I moved to California, the music definitely changed a bit from, you know, pent-up anger rock that, you know, Salt Lake was kind of big on, I feel, as far as in the 90s, to going to California, listening to more Sublime. I think 311 was always a constant in my life, and I think for everyone in the band, 311 has always been a constant. So I think the whole transition from going from Korn, that high energy. And mind you, I still love Korn. It's a band that has a lot of energy. It's still one of the few bands that can just develop goosebumps on my skin very fast with just the way that they orchestrate their songs. You know, they have great build-ups. It's almost like a short story with music. Time goes on, you meet new friends, you go to college. When I graduated high school, I came back here to Utah. I got a full scholarship to the University of Utah for swimming, and a lot of my swim mates were listening to Slightly Stupid, and which is like Sublime, and So it became more and more of a transition to me liking reggae. And then at some point, I just stopped listening to Korn and all those late 90s rock bands. That's kind of when I met the band, really. Adam, in 2004, we started jamming at Jesse and Rick Plautz's house, which were the original rhythm section. And we would just practice as often as we could for the whole 4 years that we went to college. And then after college is when we finally started saying, hey, let's try and get shows. There's still a song that we've been playing since our first practice till today, and it's still our best song that we always end on, which is that cover by Rusted Root, Send Me On My Way. That song, though it be a cover, it's become kind of a staple of our live shows. And I think it's also kind of a staple of like how we want to like come off as like a reggae band, like a little bit more of like a mountainy vibe. So it is kind of interesting that I went from Korn, which is like, why did Dad beat me up, to, you know, Slightly Stupid 311, like nothing but positive vibes. I kind of like that spectrum because, you know, not everything's always going to be great. Sometimes there is hard things in life, and, you know, why not sing about it? You know, I think it's also great to sing about good things, you know, the good and the bad, and sometimes the ugly. How long it takes to be. Originally, we had the Plautz Brothers. That was the original rhythm section, bass and drums. And they had since moved to different states. The first to go was Rick Plautz, the drummer, and he got replaced with Skip Hardy. And we were still playing with Jesse Plautz, the rhythm or the bass player, for probably another 2 years, 3 years, I'd say. And then Zach, he came into the scene at 2011 and to replace Jesse on the bass. So we've been a solid band since 2011. That's 7 years. A little bit about the Hardy Brothers. You know, they work so well together, and they actually are in another band called the Hardy Brothers with two other brothers, James Hardy and Judd Hardy. And, you know, they're playing a lot of good shows too. I mean, they opened for Parliament Funk at the Depot last fall, and they're very musically oriented, musically talented family. Yeah, so what attracts us to reggae as a band? It's probably, God, it's everything. The lyrics and the groove and the beat and the one drop and the dancing. It's just interesting how less is more with reggae, where you take away more of the bass. You're not just dun 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 Iron Maiden style. It's more like ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You know, you place the notes in these auspicious places, but it, in the end, with the bass, it just comes in and it sounds full, and it sounds way more groovy, easier to dance to in a certain light, especially if, I mean, the drums and the hi-hats doing but only the kick drum's doing something simple, and with those two elements alone, you know, that you got a solid foundation for reggae. I mean, because all Adam and I are doing sometimes are just both skanking at the same time. Skanking meaning like, chick, a chick, a chick. Maybe sometimes I'll be doing a little bit of like a bass lead following the bass player while I'm singing. Usually that, you know, equates to a good reggae song. And that's how we get into the groove. And I think that of any type of groove that we've performed, it's one that keeps coming back that we enjoy and that the people in the audience enjoy as well, because it's easy listening, easy skanking, just as Bob Marley would say. And it works. It's a musical equation that just seems to really work for grooving. The coming of seasons are constantly flowing. So are the rhythms pumping out of my heart. So the band's biggest and proudest moments to date would be, first off, being able to play at the Stateroom and opening for some of our idols. Black Uhuru, we opened for last fall. The Wailing Souls, who did that opening song for Cool Runnings, the movie. Those two were big influences on us, and we were so proud to be a part of that at the Stateroom and to be a part of playing a show at the Stateroom. Thank you. Thank you. I think the first time that we were like, oh man, this is so awesome, we got accepted into Reggae Rise Up Festival, and that was the year that Sublime, Dirty Heads came. And though we were the first band, people were still coming through the gates. It was just so cool to be a part of that experience, to be a part of all the other reggae bands. You know, I think that was when we got to know a lot of the other reggae bands, like Tribe of I, Funkin' Gonzo, Newborn Slaves, The Green Leaves, Sun Divide, Makisi. I mean, all those bands have been a part of the Reggae Rise Up family and for the past 3 years, and we still play a lot of shows during the year with them. We've developed, you know, a fairly good bond between each band, and we'll invite them to play shows. They'll invite us sometimes. It's almost as if it's like a reggae family, I'd like to say, because we always see each other at the same functions, you know, just as you would with cousins at a family function, you know, and you always talk and say, oh, how's the new album, or how's the band coming? And so I think that was probably a proud moment for me, at least, you know, is to kind of be accepted into the whole reggae family in Utah. We got a new EP coming out this summer, hopefully by the time of Reggae Rise Up Festival. And a little bit about that album. There are songs that some are political, some are about love, but I guarantee you, you'll like them all just the same. And as far as, you know, our old EP, I have to say it was a privilege to work with Matt Weiniger. He definitely taught us a lot, the tools of the trade. You know, we picked up on a lot of things that he threw down at recording sessions, you know, like to try and just give a little bit more energy, like Screamin' Jay Hopkins would have done. Put notes, make things 100% perfect, change things here, you know, really listen to things. So his influence has definitely prepared us for this album that we're doing ourselves, even though it's taking four times as long. But it's a good thing. I think we're taking our time just so that we can get everything right. On the new EP, these are some of the songs that we've been playing for years. It's just that we've never been able to get around to recording them until now. These old songs are going to have a little bit of a new twist. They're going to have solos that you haven't heard of. If you know the songs, they're going to sound a little bit more fresh, a bit of new live energy. Yeah, we just hope you guys like the new EP. So off of our new EP, we've got a new song coming out called Palms that we're going to debut here on Slug Soundwaves, and we hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Travel across the desert, it's 100 degrees. Freedom so wild, it brings me to my knees. A dry breeze, I will scratch the faded sky. Dust in my eyes as she passes me by. She passes me by. Get down.
So some upcoming shows that we've got this summer that we're really excited to be a part of. We're playing at the Kimball Arts Festival, and as tradition, which happy to say is as tradition, we're playing the Reggae Rise Up Festival at the end of August, August 24th weekend, which is going to be pretty awesome. There's another one that's in all ages that's going to be pretty fun. It's the Venture Out Festival in Mill Creek. That'll be this summer as well. So all of these dates, all these things that you've heard of, you can check out on our website, herbanempire.com. It's spelled H-E-R-B-A-N, Empire, E-M-P-I-R-E.com. And follow us, love us, like us on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, we hope to see you guys at some of our shows and say hi to us.
SLUG constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community: music, arts, lifestyle, and events.